Now that the elections in Iraq are over, many are wondering how the Arab press has treated the story. Joseph Browdy is a regular contributor to the New Republic on contemporary Arab affairs. So, how did the Arab press cover the story?
Well, in the countries where the government maintains a stranglehold on information, and there are only a couple of them left, they try to do a media blackout. So, for example, in Libya, there was virtually no coverage of the Iraqi elections at all, just one little headline buried in the middle pages of a newspaper that said 27 people killed in Iraq, explaining that they were killed near voting centers without even explaining what those voting centers were for. But most other Arab countries where information sources are abundant, including satellite television and internet, had to say something. So they focused on the negative coverage. So for instance, in Tunisia, the headline in a newspaper called As-Sabah read, "Bloody Election Day, a giant British plane crash, 9 American soldiers killed, and explosions in voting centers leave 36 Iraqis dead." That spin is all about emphasizing the notion that the Tunisian government tries to put forth to justify its non-democratic system, that democracy breeds violence whenever it's applied in the Arab world. I think that other newspapers in other Arab countries focused on the Shi'i-Sunni division and tried to spin that for maximum political benefit. So, for instance, in Syria, where the Sunnis are a majority, ruled by a minority Alawite clique, the state mouthpiece emphasized the Sunni disenfranchisement in the Iraqi elections in order to support the notion that Sunnis are no better off in Syria than they are in Iraq, even though there are no free elections in Syria.
So was there any positive coverage of the elections?
I think, for instance, that in the little Gulf states like Bahrain and Qatar and others that are so closely aligned with the U.S., they offered backhanded congratulations. So, for instance, there was a telegram that was the headline on the front page of a Qatar newspaper congratulating the president of Iraq on the elections from the king, rather of Bahrain. Although in the same newspaper, there was also an attack on the American-supported democratic project as a whole. And that reflects the fact that there's a great deal of ambiguity, even in the pro-Western Gulf states, about this democratic project. And the reason, after all, is that no authoritarian ruler is happy about the idea of giving up the reins of power.
So what's the common thread, then, running through all these different Arab newspapers?
I think that the one common thread is that every state mouthpiece, every pro-government newspaper, treats the election in a way that's especially tailored to deflect domestic pressure for reform. They're all trying to slow down what may or may not be an inevitable move toward democratization, because they want to maintain the status quo.
Well, Joseph Browdy, thank you very much for joining us. Joseph Browdy is the author of The New Iraq, Rebuilding the Country for Its People, the Middle East, and the World.